With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
He says pucks in deep, and you know what? I have to agree with that take. You know, you just got to get the pucks in deep. Got to be a team player. Got to get pucks to the net. Pucks in deep. Don't take too many penalties.
You got to take the body. You got to, you know, you got to go to the net. You got to clear out the front of the net. You got to make sure, you know, you're getting the dirty areas.
Yeah, win those 50-50 battles.
Yep. Taylor Hall actually said before the game a couple nights ago, got to get pucks in deep. And he actually failed to get a puck in deep at one
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Brews and Bruins podcast. I should say the Brews and Bruins podcast, the Hockey Podcast Network podcast presented by Bruins Diehards, sponsored by DraftKings. And we have a new sponsor. DiehardBostonSportsFans.com. Hey, are you a diehard Boston sports fan? Well, Brews and Bruins is sponsored by Diehard Boston Sports Fans. DiehardBostonSportsFans.com has merchandise up for grabs, including a brand new black and gold Till I'm Dead and Cold t-shirt. Get yourself one today using promo code BRUES at DiehardBostonSportsFans.com and save yourself some
cash.
That's code BRUES at DiehardBostonSportsFans.com. Tell them we sent you. Yeah.
That's what the promo code's for.
Yeah, I know, but you should make a note to also tell them that. just a little extra. We're also sponsored by DraftKings. This weekend's UFC 261 is sure to be a can't-miss event. Every punch, kick, and knockout means so much more with the DraftKings lineup on the line. DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of UFC, is giving you a shot at huge cash prizes for this weekend's fight. DraftKings is offering all players a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. If you haven't tried it yet, fantasy MMA is easy to play. Just pick six fighters, stay under the cap, and pile up points for advances, takedowns, and more. There's no better way to put your MMA knowledge to the test and to compete for a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. Plus, don't forget, you can still feel
the
sweat like never before.
I was not ready for that.
In basketball and hockey, where DraftKings has even more money up for grabs throughout the week. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable, so you can deposit and withdraw your funds at your convenience. Download the DraftKings app now and use promo code THPN, N as in Nancy, to get a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes throughout the week. That's promo code THPN to get a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. Only at DraftKings. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for more details. All right. Clever through that. So, yeah, it's been a long-ass day. It's been a really long day.
Yeah.
Just a long day.
And so this is our first episode. We recorded Tuesday's episode Monday night before the results of the Derek Chauvin trial came back. And so, I mean, it'd be kind of dumb not to at least mention it. I don't think we need to offer too many opinions. This isn't like a big time for white people to be injecting themselves into the conversation. But, you know, one of my good friends, Steven said, put it pretty well, where like for once America didn't let him down, and kind of just hoping this is a the start of something different than rather than just like a blip on the radar.
Yeah, it's a good first step because it sets a precedent that
this is how it's
ruled in the court of law. But that's all it is. You then need to make sure you're consistent with that because this isn't just going to go away. These things are going to still happen. There's still a huge systemic issue that goes beyond police brutality. It's a first step, and it doesn't mean everything's fixed. You know, gotta.
Yeah, and literally like half an hour before the verdict came back, a 16-year-old girl in Columbus was a black girl in Columbus was shot and killed by police. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, obviously going to be an issue, but I mean, we got to keep speaking up. And I mean, we have small voices in the hockey world, but we're going to use them. And boy, did the NHL come out and show their ass and make sure that everyone knew they needed to speak up, because holy shit, what a terrible statement they put out.
Yeah. I mean, at first I was like, oh, good, they acknowledged it. And then I saw statements from individual teams, other sports leagues, literally anybody, and they were so much better and more thought out. Theirs was just like very, very general. It's like, we acknowledge this happened.
Didn't mention George Floyd, didn't mention the word murder. Just really minimal effort. And it's less that teams and leagues need to be coming out and making boilerplate statements and doing performative gestures like that. It's more that was very obviously a flag of like, hey, we mentioned it, but we're going to mention it in a way as not to piss off our racist fan base. Mm-hmm. And that's where we got to step in.
Exactly. So Chris, what are you drinking?
Oh man. So here's the deal. Tomorrow morning, dose 2 of the vaccine. So
that deserves so much more than just me clapping.
Thank you. Thank you. So I'm on day 1 of, I hope only 2 of aggressively hydrating. I drank probably 4 times the amount of water I normally drink on this day, and continuing to do so, making sure I don't do what I did the first dose, which is forget to bring my water bottle to wait in line for 4 hours and not eat anything beforehand, and not do what our good friend Mikey did and drink 12 beers the night after getting his second dose. So, yeah, I want to make sure that my symptoms are distinguishable from hangover symptoms.
So. Yeah, for sure.
So I'm going to be hydrating. I believe the water drinkability 37.
Oh yeah, of
38 drinkability.
We're off the charts.
The full Jordan Caron, and then taste—you literally cannot taste it. It is a -1.
Nice. In fact, if it's a -1, that means the water can taste you.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's a good segue into the fact that I am stoned on a strain called White Buffalo. Don't know where you can find it. That's what it is. And I'm running off vitamin water right now and Kind bars. So that's the kind of night it is here.
Happy happy day after 420, Drew.
Yes, happy, happy. I was going to say 420 Eve, but really it's the, was it like 420 Passover or something? What would that be? Good Wednesday, Ash Wednesday. Oh, that makes sense with weed too. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, basically we have nothing planned for this. So while I was at work, I just tweeted out, hey, we have nothing planned for this. Just literally drop anything and your tweet will probably get on the pod. So I'm just going to read through these in the order that they are. And that order might not make sense, but here we go. So first of all, Chanel says, Godspeed, boys. So thank you, Chanel. Thanks, Chanel. At Chanelli37, good friend of the pod. Jess Belmosto, another good friend of the pod, said, any thoughts on the people who were calling for Cassidy's job earlier this season? And that's S at Jess Belmosto.
It's never, especially in hockey, I feel like coaches are always on the hot seat because, I mean, the expectations are that if you are a good team, you're going to win every game and be great all the time and never hit a lull. And that's, I mean, we just go back and listen to like random episodes in the middle of this season and you'll have all three of us just singing different tunes. Team's great now. Team's terrible. What needs to happen? I don't know. It's Boston, so the seat comes pre-warmed. It's pre-heated.
Yeah. It's like one of those fancy toilets.
Yeah. So, yeah, heated seats in Boston. So, I mean, anytime you hit any kind of lull in the season, your team's expected to be good. Yeah, I expect that seat to start warming up from those fans. Yeah, I don't. Bruce Cassidy, like, what, 2 years removed from winning the Jack Adams? Just
yeah, exactly. Calm down, people. And it's also, and I think it's clear now, but like, I think the main issue is the team needed help. They needed to bring in new guys. The defense was completely depleted. There was no secondary scoring coming. But it wasn't just that. Like, you needed Krejci to have a better winger, like he always is needed. So you go out and get Mike Riley, who will come up later in a Twitter tweet, because it wasn't even a question. It was a meme, which I love. And then you brought in Taylor Hall and Curtis Lazar, all of whom have been playing really well. And since then, the Bruins, aren't they undefeated with these yep. guys? So clearly
3-0, something like that.
Yeah, clearly wasn't... Oh yeah, we're recording this on Wednesday, so no jinx to Thursday's game.
Yeah.
They're doing good. It's clear. I think that's clear that it wasn't coaching that was the issue. It was needing some fresh new faces from some new places.
Yeah. And I want to apologize. I used the Jack Adams Award to support an argument that should never happen, because the Jack Adams Award is basically the PDO award or the coach whose goalie had the highest save percentage. Just like what team did we think was bad that maybe was bad but was better than they should have been based on luck?
Exactly. Yeah, so moving on from there, Waba Plays. I like Waba. I know Waba. He streams at Waba Plays. Go check him out on Twitch. And a big Bruins fan. Who has made a bigger impact, Swayman or Hall?
That's I love tough. This question.
Yeah, that is tough.
So I'm not necessarily going to answer it, but I'm going to go into some like philosophy about it. And then, well, because I don't really know the answer right now. Maybe I'll have to like think my way through it and then I'll have something. But to answer this question, I think you really need to break down how much of an impact a goalie has versus a winger on the second line, which seems obvious, but if you consider replacement value, like, and this isn't even like theoretical replacement value, we can go like, if Swayman's not playing, or if he wasn't playing in those games were too good and Halak were hurt, Vladar is your backup, and Vladar was playing pretty well. So replacement value, I would say decently high, but I don't know if Vladar would have been able to pull off that like 40 save victory.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you're going wins above replacement, literally how many wins does this player actually account for? I mean, obviously the second lines looked a lot better with Taylor Hall, but also Craig Smith was kind of fucking rolling before Taylor Hall came in. So, I mean, I think Swayman probably had been more valuable until Tuukka came back. Now that Tuukka's back, I think his value over replacement is probably pretty even or slightly in the negative at this point, because I mean, Tuukka's looked really good since coming back, and that second line has not missed a beat this whole time.
Yeah, and I think I agree with the whole philosophy that, you know, a goalie seems to obviously make a bigger impact. I'm going to go with Swayman, not just because of my bias of undying love for Swayman. But that's great to say as a budding journalist. I think it really is just because of that. Also, it's not like Taylor Hall has gone out and like scored a shitload of goals and like won games that way, where Swayman, like you said, in the 40 save victory, he had to stand on his head quite a bit. And I mean, obviously, I think going forward, it's going to be Taylor Hall, because once you have Halak back, Swayman's. I mean, go listen to our last episode where we had Kat Silverman on, and just whatever her take
just
is,
listen to her.
Just listen to her. We're gonna actually release a version that cuts out all the audio of me, Chris, and Cam.
It's just talking for like Kat. An hour.
It's gonna be a monologue. Literally whatever take she has, just like copy it and give her credit, because those are the good takes when it comes to goaltending. Nick Lanciani at Lancy 53, great friend of the pod as well. Anything.
Well, so my roommate was gone for a few days, and finally getting to travel after getting her. Well, she's been vaccinated for a while, but her parents are finally fully inoculated, and so she was able to go home, and that left me taking care of the bearded dragon. And
okay,
while she was gone, the things that he eats are like these, basically they look like gummy worms. They're like moth caterpillars, and they're like these teal and blue, like gummy worm sized worms. And like the second morning after she left, I woke up and there were just like three of them randomly dispersed across the apartment, just crawling around. And I still don't know how they got out.
Oh,
mystery.
See, I don't know how I could maybe deal with a reptile like as a pet, like if I was living with someone. But still, I'd be a little freaked, especially a bearded dragon. I'd be freaked.
The bearded dragon's super cool. Like, if he ever, like, he would never get out. But if he did, like, I'd be more worried about him than I'd be worried about anything else. Like, one of our dogs
and everything.
Yeah, one of our dogs is really obsessed with him and would probably try to play with him in a really rough way, and that wouldn't be good. But
yeah,
no, he's chilly. You just like pick him up and like put him on your shirt, and he just kind of like hangs out there.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
From Matthew at Matthew 8419445. I think we've actually had a tweet from him before, because I remember have the list numbers for somebody asking a question.
Yeah, well, I really want to know if that's like a, like, is that randomly assigned by Twitter, or is that like your social security number? And I wonder if it was, like, if anyone would try it.
Matthew's from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Ooh.
Joined March 2020. Joined Twitter in March 2020. How do you think the Bees will handle potential playoff matchups? So I guess let's just go with, let's exclude the Rangers and just talk about the people who are.
Yeah, the Rangers got absolutely destroyed the other night, and obviously the Bruins won, and that's not like the nail in the coffin or anything, but
no.
With two games in hand on the Rangers, it would take a hell of a run by them, and you know, we've seen it before, so I'm not, like I said, we're not going to, we've seen the Bruins do it before a couple of times, so you know, we're not putting them in the playoffs in pen quite yet, but let's pencil them in for that four spot.
Mm-hmm. They got Pittsburgh, Washington, and the Islanders, who would be the potential matchups going.
Yeah,
in.
and nothing's set at the top, so it really could be any of those three teams that the Bruins are playing. So yeah. I guess like the best way to answer that question is, who would you most like to play?
Yeah. For that, I'm honestly going to go either the Caps or the Penguins. The Islanders definitely scare me. Though they've showed the Bruins have showed now with the new additions, they can compete with them. It would probably go seven games if the two teams are kind of on the same level they're at right now. Like, obviously, momentum has a factor, plays a factor heading into the playoffs. But as things stand right now, Islanders would be the least. I'd probably lean towards the Penguins. I feel like the Bruins have had some better games against them. And then there's also the Capitals curse to think about, which is basically Braden Holtby curse. That was really what it was. It was he was just a Bruins killer. So I think Pittsburgh would be my ideal matchup, but you're going to have to face the better team out of the other two at some point. So.
Well, so that's where I was going with it too. So I would take Pittsburgh in the first round, hoping that the Caps beat the Islanders, and then you get that insane Bruins Caps series for the Eastern Division final or whatever to, you know, because those teams, obviously, like we've seen the last couple times they've matched up, they just absolutely hate each other. And watching that first seven game series, one, I wouldn't want them to burn out and do that in the first round.
That's a very good point.
That's going to be an exhausting series no matter what. So would love to wait as long as possible to do that. And two, like if you're going for maximum drama, like the later they play each other, the more fun it is.
Yeah, for sure. And yeah, that's a very good point about how exhausting that series would be, because, hey, it's probably going to go long. I think even a series with the Penguins, it's going to go – it's not going to be a sweep.
Well, you're picking between three really good teams. And exactly. Like, even if the Penguins aren't as good as they have been in the past, like you're talking about a – they just need to win four games, and their power play has Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, and Chris Letang on it. So,
yeah,
I mean, that's always going to be a problem.
Yeah, but on the other hand, you got Pasternak, Bergeron, Marchand, Krejci.
Yeah, but I mean, all it takes is for them to go cold and the other team to go hot.
Yeah, like, exactly.
I mean, it's
momentum, such a big thing.
I would almost rather play against a type of team, like, say, without the stifling defense, the Islanders, the type of team that just, like, they don't have that, like, baseline on the power play where it's like, all right, these guys are going to, you know, give you 100% on every power play, and it's going to suck if they just get a few calls. I feel like if you have a game where the Islanders get a few calls, like, that's fine. It's more about just getting on the board against them.
For sure. Spoke Z, at Spoke Z, also a good friend of the pod. Love the loyalty from my friends.
Yeah, it's guests and a couple others.
He says pucks in deep, and you know what? I have to agree with that take. You know, you just got to get the pucks in deep. Got to be a team player. Got to get pucks to the net. Pucks in deep. Don't take too many penalties.
You gotta take the body. You gotta go to the net. You gotta clear out the front of the net. You gotta make sure you're getting the dirty areas.
Yeah, win those 50-50 battles.
Yep. Taylor Hall actually said before the game a couple nights ago, got to get pucks in deep. And he actually failed to get a puck in deep at one
point. Well, he's too busy carrying it in himself and deking out one defender. And then, I think a lot of like fucking Marchand and Pasternak do one too many deeks, get a little too confident.
Yeah, the problem with – or I guess not the problem. The thing with Marchand is, like, he'll pull up. Like, if it's not there, he'll just pull up, and like no one can stop as quickly as he can. So
exactly, like, there was what game was it, he just did a quick stop, like, right after getting into the offensive zone, and the defenseman that was on him went fucking flying.
Yeah,
just completely deked him out of his skates.
In basketball, they call that putting him on skates.
Yeah. And so in hockey, we call that putting him in bare feet.
Putting him in Jordans.
Putting him in Jordans. There we go.
Or would it be like in basketball, if you were playing without shoes, you'd just be in socks and like you'd slide all over the place. So how about you like, yeah, putting them in socks?
Yeah, it's like a sock hop out there.
No one would understand that ever if you just said it, but that's why you got to listen to the podcast.
Yeah, exactly. We got all the terms you need. If you're a new hockey fan, just send them to us. We got all the lingo down. We should just do an episode that is like reading every hockey saying there is, because there's like articles out there that list like hundreds of them, but we have to give our own definitions. The Brews and Bruins Dictionary of...
It'd be a great off-season content.
Yeah, because we're going
to
need it.
Nothing to talk about.
We're going to need it.
That's what we're doing, beer content.
Court Lalonde, at Court Lalonde, good friend of the pod. I like another, to call him Uncle
another,
Court.
Another guest.
Yeah, former guest, soon to hopefully be another present, future guest. He says, as of tomorrow, I am one step closer to have ha drink with you in Boston, buddy, before a game. And so me and Court have done that on a couple occasions. One time he went to the game. I did not. I was in the bar in the Fours. Rest in peace to the Fours in Boston. And yeah, it was a matinee game. So I got there early, was drinking with him before. I drank during, and then he came back after and I drank more. So that's really why I call him Uncle Court, because he helped take care of me and the bartender for giving me waters. Okay. Yeah. Oh, we do have one more. Yes. Okay. Ryan, 26-12-6, Bruins record currently. Says he's blocked by the Capitals in his bio. Ooh. At Pasta Marshy 69. Yep, I think he's blocked by the Capitals. Just ever realizes at. So he has a meme. It's like the Drake meme, and it's like the no to Morgan Riley and the uh-huh to Mike Riley. So yeah, definitely. Like, I guess we can just turn that into what we've already given Mike Riley a lot of praise, but in these since we last did that.
I'm pretty sure when I introduced him on this podcast, I called him Mike, not Morgan Riley.
Yeah. So
yeah, I mean, dude's sick. We're definitely going to talk a bunch about him on Monday for our Tuesday episode. So
mm-hmm. I guess, yeah, just look out for
that's
that.
That's how I pitched our guest on coming on the podcast.
Yeah, we should have just sent him the meme, really, is what we should have done. But
I mean, he agreed to come on anyway, so.
Yeah.
Look out for that. It's going to be a good episode.
Well, that's all we
get. I don't know.
Hopefully.
I hope it's a good episode.
I hope. It better be. We got to bring our A game.
We do. by a gigantic,
I don't know what our A game is at all.
By a gigantic margin, the most followers on Twitter of anybody we've ever had on our podcast.
Yeah. A simple retweet will.
Yeah,
we'll be celebrities, man. We'll have promo code Brews everywhere.
I don't know. Yeah. No pressure on him to retweet our
no, not
guest,
at all.
But
no one wants to do that. But yeah, that's all we got from Twitter questions. Make sure you order some new apparel at diehardbostonsportsfans.com and use promo code Brews, and also get your ass on DraftKings, where you can win millions of dollars in total prizes with promo code THPN.
DiehardBostonSportsFans.com, a Bruins Diehards website presented by the Hockey Podcast Network.
Is it a Bruins Diehards website? No, it's not affiliated. Okay. the Hockey Podcast Network. Store pod, whatever. Fuck it. This is okay. Good night, everybody.